gold.
Nonsense.
The golden god!
And he dragged you two into this nonsense?
I volunteered. And her
gold is not in her. She's a diamond.
This is another edition of the world's greatest podcast. I am your host, Charlie Reifenberger, and this is my brother in arms,
Mr. John Andrew Miller.
And this is Golden Nonsense.
Golden Nonsense.
Today is a very special occasion. It is our 100th episode.
Yes. 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 And today we are graced with the proprietor of the legendary goddamn High Tone Cafe, Mr. Skinny himself.
Yay.
The folks love you. The folks love you.
I hear him.
Very, very special guest.
I think
very
I can
special
pick out
occasion.
A couple of those clappers in that.
Yeah.
Is clappers a trick?
I think so.
Yeah, clappers. They're clappers.
They're clappers.
Yeah. The act of clapping.
Ones who clap.
Clapping.
Clapping. If you say clappers, I'm thinking either like disease or right. Or like ass clapping.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
my mind goes. or
like, you know those little things you shake? They do the little flippy
fucking,
floppy like a clapper.
The cheap fucking toys you find in a skill crane.
After I said clappers, I was like, I don't know if that's let's just say audience members.
a euphemism, right.
or like an old lady lamp because she can't reach over to turn it on.
I was thinking about flappers. Like those are a word for women back in the day.
Like
that's a sexual
skirt?
Term too.
A flapper.
I'm sure it is.
That's a labia.
That's a pussy that's just out of control.
Just flapping and clapping.
She
baby.
Bought she bought her curtains from Michaels.
Two flap, two
clap,
Brias.
No, too furious.
That didn't work. The Furious Flappers playing next Wednesday in the small room.
The Furious Flappers is a good name. I'm just thinking about like chicks who look like Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
Furious Flappers.
He looks like a Muppet.
Yeah. Oh, Vin Diesel, I didn't know. Richard had to tell me this. Vin Diesel is a what you consider the one drop rule black man, right?
Yeah.
I thought he was like Spanish or something, right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, Vin Diesel. But
right.
Richard kind of knows him and some kind of been passing in the past. Yeah, real deal. And
right.
He's like, Vin Diesel's a nigga. I'm like, I've never.
You know, I'm glad that you
that.
Said that because I had a whole conversation I wanted to have and I was going to lead off with that.
Yeah.
But then now that it's covered, I just sat.
My bad.
I
shouldn't even even brought it up, bro. That was your topic that you wanted
I had,
to address.
It's in my phone in my notes. First
you,
thing,
you
Vin Diesel
is a nigga. I got you.
Yeah.
We're a team, baby.
It's been on my phone. Like,
I've actually brought I brought documentation. This is Vin Diesel's 23andMe.
He's
just so you
he's
know,
51% African American, 49% Ashkenazi Jew.
He might be Jewish.
No, he's definitely like movie star Drake.
I thought he was like Cuban or something.
I don't know.
No, he's. I think he's. I remember reading this because I was very. I got. Impregnated with wonder. I was like, what is this guy? And he said, I think he doesn't know his dad, so it's kind of like a little mysterious.
Yeah, yeah.
But
we have the technology.
Yeah, we got the technology now.
We could rebuild him.
But he's pretty.
Your missing father.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, just get the profile and then just
right.
clone a dude.
Pappy Diesel. That's what his name is.
Pappy Diesel.
Pappy Diesel.
Yo, Skinny, let me ask you, dude, like, how long have you been in business, man? I've always wondered.
You talking about me as the owner here?
Yeah, because I know.
Well, we've had three locations, right? This is the third location.
This and is the final one. That's the only one we talk about.
The only one we talk about. Right. Okay.
There's no, it doesn't have to happen ever again. We own the building now.
Right. And so when I was working downtown with the Clover Club with Tim Quinn, right?
Yeah.
He was like, "Oh, Skinny's been in the game for forever."
Yeah.
Right. And he's like, he used to even manage. Newbies, and I didn't know that about you, right?
I did.
He was like, that's how he and I start kicking it. And I was like, well, y'all were friends.
Well, yeah, we knew each other because, like, his cousin lived down the street from me in Bartlett, and I knew his cousin better than I know him. And then, like, you know, there's like, it's like a rabbit farm with the Quinns with the last name Quinn.
Oh, yeah.
There's like a million of them. Like, each grandkid has 9 grandkids, and then their grandkids have grandkids, and it's all year 2024, so there's a million of them.
Right.
I don't even know how they do it all, but every like other weekend or something, all the Quinns would come over and play with the dude who I haven't seen in forever now. We were real good friends back then. And then just got to know him from that and then the bar scene and stuff. But I mean, I started doing literally like street team work, like right out of high school. I worked at Y107.5, was doing a street team for them.
Wow.
When that was a thing, before it was the Americana station.
Just like
and then,
literally handing out flyers or
yeah,
shit?
Just
or,
yeah, just old school shit. So were you like the leader of the street team or were you like the guy?
I mean, I worked my way up to it, but I was just always ready to go do promo and like be in bars and do all the,
yeah.
the all that stuff.
Yeah.
So I started doing that. And then in like 04, 05, I was just chilling at Newbies and they needed a door guy for a St. Patty's Day show or something. They're like, what are you doing? I was like, I'll probably just be here anyway. If I could get paid to be here too, that'd be dope. And started out there.
So wait, which one is Newbies?
It's, it's on Highland. It's
but
a college
there's,
bar.
There's UBs and Newbies,
they're
right?
Right next door to each other.
Yeah, okay, so
which
UBs.
Was so annoying.
UBs who is the one on the end?
Is that so? I thought they're.
That's so stupid.
The lady that owns Newbies, right? I met her a couple times. They don't own UBs?
No, never has been. So UBs came about. Newbies was originally called the Bullshot, I believe, in like 1975. I think it was when it was formed. And then Todd bought it in like 98, Todd Adams. And I can't remember. I think Dave Newby was his middle name. Harsh used to own it, so they called it Newbies. And then I can't remember the year. Forgive me. Jay Ubrawl, who passed away, who was part of like... the whole Alfred's downtown thing. Alfred's Dyer's owns, you know, everything.
Right.
He passed. He was like the second in command. I think they were just getting ready to open UBs because he named it after his last name was Ubrawl. They named it after him and thought it was kind of a cool play on words, I guess, back and forth. I never understood like the real logic behind it, but it was definitely confusing and annoying working there.
I mean, look, college bars that are right next to each other on campus is a thing.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
why drop one constant?
I don't know.
Newbies.
I'm still not clear on which one you were working at. Is it the one Newbies, in the middle of the row?
No. The one on the corner.
The one on the end.
That's UBs. That's down like toward the back.
Oh, Newbies is the one in the middle.
The one in the middle.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's the one I was at.
I'm sorry.
It's so fucking confusing.
I should
stupid.
Thanks for having me on to clear this up. Right. Even though you're both still fucking lost.
All right. So Newbies is the one in the middle of the row.
Yeah, and it's
that's,
been there.
That's one you're working at.
Yeah, and it's been there for shit since 1975 or something. I was -6 when that happened. And anyway, so the owner something happened with all that stuff, and it ended up getting bought out. And then, so it closed in 2014, and we had kind of like a send-off thing, or maybe middle 2014, something like that. And then I got a phone call saying that the Hightone was for sale, and I've been wanting to do my own thing for forever, because it's not that I don't work well with others. I like to be in charge of my own thing.
I feel you, dude.
You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
And I had worked my way all the way up from being a door guy, like once a week, to head of security, and then booking bands. And then I said, well, fuck it. I'm here all the time anyway. Get my bartender's license. So I just went out and got it one day, and it took me about a year.
Did you get the ABC card?
Well, I mean, no. I got it, and then it took me about a year. Because, like, back then, you either had to, like, die or, like, get a big boy job or whatever to have a vacant spot for a new bartender.
Not to get the license.
That took a day.
For sure.
But they didn't have any spots open for bartender for like forever, and then worked up from that, you know, just.
So did the person die, or did they get a big boy job?
I can't remember what it was. I honestly can't remember.
Old Jerry at the bar croak, and then you're like, oh, I'm so sad. Yes.
That's how, I mean, pretty much it was. Like, everybody worked there until you just like either.
You burnt out or whatever, right?
You either burnt out, or went to jail or died or got a big person job.
So, I mean, someone told me that at a college bar bartending, you can make some serious cash. The people at fucking at Young Ave Deli, they bank.
Yeah. And I mean, they don't have to do like promos and stuff like that. Like, they don't have to do bands. They just kind of choose to. And I mean, I was doing all the booking over there. We were making some money. I mean, I was setting everything back, but it wasn't as college. You know, as you would think. We did like college specials and stuff like that. But our biggest customers were like
Memphians, Orange Mountains.
Yeah. I mean, Memphians, hippies mostly. Right. Smoke, you know.
Central Avenue dudes.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of Panic Heads come through.
Yeah.
Dave Matthews fans and stuff like that. And I mean, those hippie nights, we would rake it in.
Nice.
A hippie night. What does that entail? What is that like
a lot of white people, I guess?
Well, no, is it like
jam bands?
Crunchy old sandals wearing.
What's that band called with the skull with the hippie?
Grateful Dead.
Is that, yes. That type shit?
Okay. Yes, for sure. Along those lines, yeah.
For sure.
But if you ask a Grateful Dead fan about Panic, they don't want to talk to you. Ask a Fish fan about,
yeah,
you know, one or the other. Everybody has their own like main one, yeah, but they all come together.
But like Grateful Dead is kind of like the Godfather group that sort of spawned all the rest of them. Yeah,
for sure.
I'm completely ignorant to it all. I don't get into most of it.
No, I'm not into it either.
I saw Widespread Panic one time. It was fucking fun.
They put on a hell of a show.
It was a fun show.
I went to New Orleans just on a whim one night. It was like Halloween weekend.
Yeah.
And everyone I knew was already there, and they were at the show, so they got me in and shit, and even though I really couldn't stand the music. And also the fact that anyone that worked there, and if Panic played within a two-hour radius, they'd all take off work immediately. Right. So, like, they would know before I would, and I'm like, well, fuck, I guess I'm working this whole weekend by myself.
Yeah, I guess I'm all by myself.
Dickish.
I mean, but, you know, whatever. That's why
you ended up being the boss, right? Well, you stayed in the game.
I stayed.
So you got the call, right? Are you comfortable disclosing the number that you bought it for? Is it the brand or the building you bought?
No. This is the only building that we've
ever owned.
Yeah,
okay,
I bought this building like a month before shutdown.
I remember.
Yeah, that was.
That's why we was able to tag team. You turned me down four times in a row.
Well,
to do an open mic at your business.
Okay, thank you. You were going to say tag team the open mic. That is.
Oh, damn.
Yes. No, it wasn't that. It was like it was nothing against you. It was just the fact that you never needed it,
right?
No, because we had, you know, shit going on all the time. I mean, traveling bands. I can't, you know, pass up on somebody that, you know. It was just weird, and that was like, I mean, so I've owned the High Tone. This December will be 10 years I've owned it now.
Oh, God bless you.
Wow.
Yeah. So I worked at Newbies for 10 years, and then this for 10 years. But I did all the street team and shit before. Get back to that point, but yeah, no, I don't want to disclose that information because one day I, you know.
If you do want to tell just us, we can edit it all out.
It was a $6.99 at Gordon Apple Ginger.
I love it.
Drink.
I love it.
It's delicious.
So you told me in the past, Skinny, right? I was like, man, I want to do what you do, right? I said it kind of like in passing, and you're like, nah, you never do. You don't want this.
You make it sound like I'm such a curmudgeon.
No. Skinny. I'm just you have this. I don't know if you're aware of your reputation in town, right? But it's like you're
everybody knows you, dude.
Everyone knows you. Look, but
I was getting my hair cut the other day. I was like, I do comedy at the High Tone. She's like, oh, I love Skinny.
Yeah,
I mean, I've been around for
forever, right? Yeah. 20 years at least, right?
At least.
But it's like what's it called? The word you was used to describe you? You're a salty dog, right?
Yeah.
No business gets by you.
No.
Right?
Well, not a lot.
You're fun, but the people that you're not fun with, you're not fun with.
I'm also brutally honest.
Yeah.
Which to a fault almost sometimes. There are a lot of people that fucking can't stand my guts, how honest I am with you. And so when you ask, I'm like, bro, you don't want these fucking problems.
I know it.
I don't want to slap you and be like, hell yeah, brother, get into it, man. It's fucking fun.
Right.
And 10 years from now,
I'm like, oh, I'm fucking gray haired and just pissed. Yeah.
That's like stand up comedy. Like, I'm the guy who's like, it's fun, get into it. And everyone else is like, it's a nightmare, don't do it.
Everybody, look, no, we're crack dealers. We're like, hey, dude, this is great. And now we just got someone, we just signed them up for depression and a lifelong of fucking being
for forever
being booed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a very small circle, you know, doing this and talking about. You know, other people that do this stuff, and they might tell you something completely different. They might have, you know, a lot of fun doing this shit, which
I do
a lot of times.
Yeah.
And I'm awarded a lot of freedoms as well. I have a great crew here.
Yeah.
I can take off, you know, pretty much whenever, and they know how to handle business. They know what I expect, and they're great.
Can I ask you, as a leader, how did you cultivate that? Did you look for like agency? Did you look for like people that were willing to listen to you? Because I Charlie and I, we run our own stuff. You know, I run the show here, and he runs a show somewhere in East Memphis, right?
Yeah.
And it's like sometimes you want, like, together, he and I make a great team,
right?
But it's hard to find someone you can trust with. Like, I think Tylon tonight is the only person I've ever really trusted.
I know, and I've heard it's going really well.
It's going good, and it's like the new energy. Me going through my family stuff right now is kind of like poisoned the well for me almost, and I can't be happy on demand for two hours straight.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But like, how did you find your your
squad.
Yeah, your squad.
That's a really tricky question. I'm a really good judge of character.
Yeah.
I like to think. I mean, yeah. But, you know, there's just something after doing this salty dog type mentality, doing this for so goddamn long, you can just see some people and be like, that's just not going to work. Yeah, that's just not going to work. You just know. And then, you know, sometimes you're pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, Darren's been with me for fucking 8.5 of the 10 years I've been here.
Yeah.
And right. we knew each other well before that. And we always just clicked. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
And then, you know, a lot of times, as you just notice, when people do stuff for you but don't expect anything in return, and, like, people notice that about me, and I notice that about a lot of the staff members here and stuff like that.
Altruistic, what you call that?
Huh?
Altruistic.
Yeah. Isn't that the middle school in Bartlett? Oh, that's Alturia.
Alturia.
Excuse me.
Alturia. Yeah,
similar.
That sounds like some sci-fi planet.
It could be.
Alturia.
It kind of looks like that's the one
where
the
women have small titties and big asses. Alturia. Yeah.
Alturia.
Alturia. Where all your dreams could come true if they involve small titties.
The atmosphere is entirely fabricated by planet seeding.
Alturia intelligence.
Did you see Dune?
I saw the first one.
You saw the first one,
But I saw it, and like I've just started getting into like. Vape pens and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I've never really liked the way it makes me feel. Everybody knows me and knows I'm a drinker.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I've never really liked... I can't smoke and be out in public.
Oh, word, yeah.
Yeah.
I get super weird. I don't know what to do with my hands.
Yeah.
But, like, if I'm laying in bed and I hit a little, like, Delta 9 pen or some shit like that, and it just knocks me out.
Yeah.
But I watched the first Dune when I was a little high, and I was like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
Because I didn't know anything about it going into it.
Dude,
there's still so many open doors or questions.
After number two, there's still all these open doors and shit.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
Is there going to be another one, a third one?
Yeah.
See, I understand how... I ask some real nerds, right? Like, Dune is the quintessential, like, sci-fi novel, right?
See, I've never really been in that big... And you're probably going to shit on me for this. I've never really been into sci-fi stuff, like Star Trek, Star Wars. I don't fucking get it. I don't get it.
Yeah.
But... Ask me anything you want about fucking Marvel.
Yeah.
See how weird that is?
I get it. Yeah.
But it's two different...
It's a subculture of
comic
the
book,
culture.
Comic book is kind of sci-fi.
Right.
It is like...
And I've noticed that hypocrisy in myself.
Yeah.
Right. If I ask you about Silver Surfer...
Well, I don't like all the sci-fi.
Yeah, true.
I don't like Star Trek at all. I mean, it's not that I don't like it. I've just never gotten into it. I love Star Wars.
I think it's like a palette thing, right? As a kid, it's easy to get into Star Wars. As an adult, it's probably easier to get into Star Trek if you're already an adult, get into something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'd like audibly just, if that shit comes on the TV. And I'm I did watch all of The Mandalorian.
It's good shit.
That was fantastic.
It's good shit.
Mando.
Well, that's Favreau.
Which is amazing. All that is
a sci-fi western. Mm-hmm. Like, and it's just motifs that we recognize.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But with like space shit.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And so it's easy to watch, I think.
It was great. And I mean... You don't get to almost, I'll be 43 this year, but you don't get to 43 years old without knowing the key points of Star Wars and shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, I can't sit down and have an entire conversation and go over bloodlines and shit like that with y'all, but
you know who Yoda is.
And Darth Vader.
Yeah, and now I know who Baby Yoda is.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. Him as an infant. What was his name? His street name?
Grogu.
Grogu.
I was going to call him
Look at that.
Yeah. That was his street name before he became a Jedi.
I watched it with my daughter, and she absolutely, obviously loved Baby Yoda.
Of course.
She was like 6 when it came out or something.
Yeah.
And that's all she wanted for Christmas, and now she's like, what do I even have this anymore?
Well,
it was good that year.
It was a phase.
Mm-hmm.
It was a phase. But, you know, I was talking about this in all of popular culture, right? The American culture has figured out the Japanese method of making a small cute character.
With giant eyes.
Yeah, and then
ears.
Just pimp it. And just pimp it, dude. The Hello Kitty effect is what I used to call it. You know what I'm saying?
Pokemon,
dude, right.
I was like, makes complete sense.
I fucking hate rats. Pikachu's amazing.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you the first thing about Pikachu. I mean, Pokemon.
Right, but you know Pikachu.
I do.
It's a cultural phenomenon.
Yep.
Why? Giant eyes, cute character.
Giant eyes, cute. Right.
Yeah.
Makes little cute sounds.
Right.
Yeah.
It's in Nintendo games.
Well, that's why they say babies and little baby ducklings and baby puppies and shit are so cute all the time is you don't want to hurt them. Like other predators don't really want to hurt them because they think of them as their own.
What's it called? No, it's the mammalian. It's like we all recognize each other in infancy. Right. The moment you get to adulthood as a mammal, you're fair game.
Yeah.
But the moment you're a baby, you're fine. Like, I mean, like a
innocence.
An adult pit bull will take care of a fucking maybe a kitten. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so it's, you know, it's mammalian tendency. I don't get it either. But
so you're just dropping all the big words on me. I don't fucking know. Oh. Altaria, everything.
I'm a fucking nerd, bro.
Yeah.
So
I went to the park today. I took my dog over to the park. And
loser.
It was just me at the park. So I'm like, I don't got to put this dog on a leash. My dog can just run around.
Which one? Chip or?
Chip.
Okay.
So and this other dog comes up and just like approaches us. Right. And I started getting pretty scared because I thought, you know, this dog might try to fight my dog.
Your dog's adorable, by the way.
Thank
I only
you.
Saw it that one time you brought it up here and it was fucking adorable.
He's much bigger now, but he's still incredibly cute. Nice. So
super good looking dog.
But this other dog, this homeless dog just became best friends with my dog instantly.
Nice.
They were just running around in the park playing.
Well, that's how you prefer it. I mean, I've got
I got homeless friends too. Yeah.
So I got this homeless guy here.
I let my daughter hang out with homeless children all the time.
What's today? Tuesday?
Tuesday.
I saw JJ on Sunday at Cameo, right? He was walking down the street like fucked up limping. I was like, what are you limping for, JJ? He's like, oh, I'm trying to make it. And I was like, you need some money? He was like,
Let's speed that limp up real quick.
Yeah, I was like,
what were we talking about?
I don't know.
Homeless dog.
Yeah. So I take Bluto. I've got a 2-year-old, almost 2-year-old Great Dane to the dog park over in Harbortown.
Yeah.
And excuse me. There's this other. I mean, you've seen Bluto. He's huge.
Mm-hmm.
His back is up to my waist. I'm 6 foot.
Like, what's he weigh?
I mean, he's kind of slim for how big he is. I think he was at 150.
Yeah.
The last time we went.
Yeah, it's still massive.
Yeah, it's
still
huge.
Fuck you up.
It's a huge dog.
But anyway, there's another Great Dane that's about an inch taller than him, and he just wants to hump him all the time.
Yeah.
Just going at it.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck. So if I have to circle around and make sure that there's not that dog there, and the lady's like, I swear to God, she goes, I've had 12 Great Danes in my life, and this is absolutely normal. And I was like, ma'am, I'm happy for you.
I'm happy for your dog's lifestyle.
But I brought him here.
I respect that.
I brought him here to like run around and have fun. He keeps getting constantly humped. And we're just going to check back in another time.
Yeah.
It was like, so strange.
I don't know about your dog or my dog's relationship, but we ain't come here for this.
This is not consensual.
That's kind of the thing. Is I think my dog like was bigger than this other dog, so he alpha'd him.
Oh yeah.
And the reason I was actually extra scared was because last week I took him to a different dog park. This big ass cane corso came.
Oh yeah.
And
those things are fucking huge.
It attacked Chip. I had to like defend my dog. I got bit in the wrist. Got all fucked up. This looks like nothing, but it was pretty deep right when it happened.
Yeah,
my wrist is still. So damn this right. fucking
bro,
dog
you
was.
You didn't even tell me that, bro. What
this dog was a last, beast, dude.
Thursday?
This was on Thursday.
Oh, before your show.
This was on Thursday.
Damn. That's a big ass dog.
It was big, dude.
And that's probably a nip because if it were actually to bit you,
yeah,
I mean, probably would have fucking cracked. Yeah, cracked your shit, bro.
Yeah. And it, like, dude, the dog's name was Thor. And
he had, of course it was.
It was this little fruity white guy was the owner.
Oh.
And Thor. And like, and he was very nervous.
Stop it, Thor!
Not off, Thor.
Thor, no!
Thor! Get over here, Thor!
Thor, not again.
Thor. Well, I'll hand it to him. He came and tackled the dog.
Oh, good.
He tackled his dog and just held it down. I was like, we're going to go.
They probably weigh the same.
Yeah.
Him and Thor, probably 150.
Probably get naked and wrestle at home. So he's used to it. Thor's like, uh-oh.
He's like, I like having a strong man in the bed with me.
Who doesn't?
It's the only way I submit
to a canine.
Yeah.
So you're correct. There's no topic. That's why you didn't tell me anything.
No, man.
We just
it's more
around.
Fun. Oh, we just fuck around.
Yeah, and look, it's easier this way.
Yeah, that's
so too. I don't want to interview you, but I do.
Yeah,
you know,
I've been meaning to ask you, and now we have a platform for it. Are these real?
My dreads?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, look.
I'll take your word for it.
You think they're extensions? Like, do you think it's weave? Come on, bro. I ain't that pretty, bro.
I know a dude who has them, and they're like down past his ass. And
he's a black man.
Yeah.
Right. He's pretty, isn't he? Yeah, I'm not into that, bro.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That right there is a... That right there is a certain type of lifestyle type of decision, you know?
Yeah.
I am very much so did I grow it myself?
Yeah.
Yes, then I can use it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. It's like a fake beard.
Right. That would be stupid.
It'd be stupid. Dude, I'm having deja vu.
Yeah, why would you do that?
I'm having deja vu right now, bro.
Are you?
Yeah, really, really bad.
How and so?
Because look, if Chris Barber does come over here, tell him no.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, we don't even have another microphone.
I know. It's he's a I hate to talk. I had to disparage him on my podcast, but
I like him.
Yeah, he's
mediocre below average comedian.
Does he watch the show?
We don't know. We
find out.
Sometimes we have a lot of fans. Sometimes we have a little bit of fans.
All right.
You know, we're popping in India.
Well, make sure you send this bizarre to me so I can share it on all the channels.
Okay.
And look, the only reason I ask about the
pre-recorded
the dreads, yeah.
Oh
no, the dreads was because I just found out a dude I've known for like 4 years. His shit's fake. He was like, my hair is actually shorter than yours, skinny. I was like, what?
That's wild.
The one I'm talking about with the, I'll tell you who
okay,
it is.
Okay, well,
later
that's
on.
Physically impossible.
God, I swear to God.
Oh my God.
That's what he told me.
I can't believe that shit. I thought that was like sacrilege as a man.
I think
that's what I thought.
But check this out, though, right? My one of my ex girlfriends, right, called me and her dad finally hit it big in his business, right?
Yeah.
So he went from like sustaining his family to having surplus money. You're talking about, you know, 7-8 figures.
Yeah.
And bought her mom, you know, plastic surgery, mm-hmm. and he got a beard filling
because he got the lace.
He has my issue. He has the he can't grow a beard.
Filling with what?
Crown,
with like tattoo?
Was
it? Did they tattoo it?
No, bro.
No?
He got hair from the rest of his body and like needled
shit
into his face.
Oh, like on Team America when they like
the Durka Durka beard.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like,
does it look good?
I told her to send me a picture because you know we were dating for a while, and I was like, your dad was my homie, right?
Yeah.
Like, and
why don't you just hit him up?
No.
I heard it's coming in, bro. Let's see.
I was like, yo, at 60? That's crazy. I've been waiting on it.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
And
second puberty, baby.
It's wild seeing an older white man with a new.
Oh, he's white?
Oh, yeah, he's white.
Oh,
okay. She was biracial.
Oh,
right? And so it's like he was one of those poor, hip-hop friendly whites in Nashville back in the day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it looks like a fade. Like Paul Wall, like got a fresh cut.
Oh yeah,
that's how
I know
looks.
Exactly what you're talking
and
about.
And so it
precision
looked,
perfect.
Yeah.
Oh god.
Fucking chin strap.
Oh yeah. Like, you gotta get her to send you a picture now.
I'll call her and get it.
Yep.
You know it looks. Yeah. You know it looks weird. You know he doesn't have it in like the other scraggly places
other
where it's gotta be
there,
to.
Yeah. Yeah. It's gotta look natural.
It's like just in the right spot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
perfect.
It's so funny.
It's surgical. Yeah. Precision.
Like King Xerxes or some shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
All I require is you to bow.
Yeah.
Damn.
Just bow.
Would you, Johnny, would you get that shit if you started like
balding?
Getting a bald spot in the front?
No. So actually I've done the research and I have the genetics to not lose my hair.
Yeah.
Right? But if I ever do, I'm gonna just shave it off.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
It was probably like maybe like 7 or 8 years ago when I was in the Exxon, you know, the ones that have the cameras fucking everywhere.
You saw the change
in your pocket on one screen and then see, and I saw the back and I was like, what the fuck is that? I went home that night, shaved everything
just
off.
Gone.
I was like, oh, I can't stand the missing spots.
Yeah, it's no good.
You look like one of those Friar Tuck monks
because it wasn't that long. I had kind of kept it down, but yes, it would have turned to that.
Yeah.
And that's why I shave it all the time now.
Yeah, that's what I'm going
to
do.
I've always been able to grow a pretty good beard.
You know what I hate? My uncle, he ain't dead, but God rest him. He is not dead. But I have a little cousin. He got two kids, right? And he's a young man. He's 25. He's a teenage father type shit, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He got a full beard, as big as yours, right? Yeah. And he's like, you see that? My uncle, we were in the same room. See that? My grandson got a bigger beard than you, nephew. You know why? Because he's a father. And I was like, bro, don't you gotta just
no, that doesn't it doesn't happen that way.
I know that, but I was just like, what? Why are you gonna try to like demask? Is it demasculate or emasculate?
Emasculate.
You're trying to emasculate me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like either you're eating
for not having crippling debt and a child and losing your sanity, sacrifice for a full beard. Fuck that.
Hey, pros and cons. You know, trade offs.
I want kids, but I also wouldn't mind a beard. So we're gonna see what happens.
Yeah.
What
Yeah, you lose sleep for fucking forever and have more debt than you need to, you know. Children are wonderful, don't get me wrong.
Right, okay, look, I met a guy, he's a little bit of money.
Congratulations.
Shut up, bro. Right. I met a dude.
Sorry, no. That was bullshit. Don't say that about my boy John.
Not sexual, bro. You know what I'm saying? Okay, anyway, whatever. I was like, yo, I saw his Porsche. I was complimenting his car, right? It was like a Carrera or some shit, right? I was like, yeah, it's a nice car. What year is it? It's 2015. Oh, that's cool. What'd you get? I got it used. I'm just trying.
These are all pickup lines, by the way.
Stop it,
when you meet dudes with Porsches.
Stop it. Okay. I'm just talking about the dude's car, all right?
Yeah, sure.
Wasn't sexually attracted to the man.
No, anyway. He had the vehicle. He had a fucking baby seat, right? And I was like, that's crazy putting a baby seat in a car like this. He's like, I didn't want to lose the car, so I had to compromise some kind of way. And I was like, oh, how much cost to raise a kid? He goes, surprisingly cheaper than this car, but still pretty expensive.
Well, yeah.
You know, it's like, so it's like, I was like, what do you say? He's like, here in Atlanta, like $100,000, right?
For that car?
For raise the kid.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, over time, give or take, I guess.
That's
you
not
mean
wild
all the way up? You mean all the way from 0 to 18?
I think from zero to where he was at right now, which was like baby seat.
Damn. Yeah, it's a lot. There's no way to put a
number
on
it.
There's
no way
to put a number on
it.
Right.
Yeah. It was like two nights ago, Edith said her throat was hurting and stuff, and then she couldn't sleep and stuff, had to run her to the emergency room. You know?
Yeah.
Shit just happens. And
they'll fucking take $10,000 off you just walk in the fucking door.
That, and then, you know, there's always some kind of school function. There's always this random shit pops up.
Yeah.
You know, she fell off a swing set when she was like 4 and broke her leg. It was like, or no, she was jumping on paper plates that were on the ground. Uh-huh. She was playing The Floor is Lava.
Oh, yeah.
And there was like, she put paper plates down because she begged to put paper plates down. And
yeah.
Jump
oh,
on
and
them.
It slipped?
And then it slipped and broke her leg. Yeah.
Jeez.
At the grandparents' house, not my house, by the way.
Right. Yeah. I wouldn't allow that shit.
Uh-uh.
Golden nonsense.
No paper
fans.
Plates on the house. No paper plates on the floor of my house, God damn it.
I'm a good father.
My buddy, when we were kids, we were just roughhousing, and we were kind of just fucking around, and he got his leg wedged in between an air I guess it was a mattress. We put a mattress on the floor, and the couch, and he got his foot caught in between the mattress and the couch,
and snapped.
He snapped his femur.
Oh shit!
Yeah, yeah, dude, it was crazy.
Put him down, bro, like a horse.
I mean, seriously, yeah.
They still around?
Turn him into glue, bro. He's
actually,
not worth it.
That's my boy. My boy Jacob. He's a professional poet.
Oh. Fuck. Oh.
Yeah, he teaches poetry at college.
I guess an injury like that will do it to you.
Doctor of poetry.
It'll take you out of being a man. He was going to be a Marine.
Yeah. And everything lined up.
Yeah.
Well, his father was a gladiator.
He did he did quit baseball and went into theater. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, man, that'll do it to you.
Derail your dreams.
I mean, shit, dude, they had to put a fucking, like, basically an external femur on his leg that they bolted his femur into and then like he had to live with that for like a year or two.
Shit.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude.
Yeah.
That sucks.
So I don't know how much that costs, but probably $10,000. Honestly,
time to write poetry. I'll tell you that.
Right. Yeah. Right. It's like a metal rod in my leg. They now call me Steel Leg Peg.
Society is broken.
As is my leg.
As is.
My
leg. As is.
The steel of the machine and the steel of my leg.
Hey, let me ask you.
Yeah.
Can I do that? Can I ask questions on this?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. Oh, okay. There's only one rule. You can't advertise anything.
Right.
Oh, I don't plan on it.
This part of the podcast brought to you by the High Tone Cafe. Come to the High
Tone Cafe.
Right. Come to HighTone.com.
Use nonsense for half off entry into the show.
Yeah.
For the
Tuesday night show, and also for the Good Vibes Comedy Festival this Friday and Saturday, April 19th. When this episode is aired, it'll be passed, but you missed it. And
it was the shit,
dude. It was
dude.
A fucking awesome show. It was packed, bro. You missed 2,000 people at the goddamn High Tone over 2 days.
Yeah, that shit was sick.
It fucking was so fucking dope.
Baller. Okay. All right, your question?
You almost made me forget now. Oh, how were Rocky and Moose Knuckle on the show?
Funny.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah, those two.
Yeah.
They were hilarious.
Yeah. Skinny, I think it's just your personality, but you're automatically like dialed in to the conversation, right? Uh-huh. It took them a little time to warm up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, they don't. I mean, I've done
they're both kind
hundreds
of, quiet
of
dudes,
news interviews, and I mean, not trying to brag or whatever,
right.
But there's
yeah,
you know, always a good cause we're doing or helping out with, or there's some shutdown happens and they want to interview a club owner or some shit
for
like
sure.
That. But I mean,
sure.
So I've done a million interviews, and I think one time I made him because I was super hungover. Yeah. John Bickers get in front of a camera for like Just My Memphis or something and read this script that we had written.
Yeah.
And he was so fucking uncomfortable and he did not want to do it. And he was turning more red than he actually already is. And he killed it. He did a great job, but
yeah.
Yeah, you're
but it's hard.
Take some people a minute to warm up to get into it.
I didn't take to the stage immediately. I had pretty bad stage fright right off the bat. But you know, it is a muscle. Like, you know, when I realized that I was becoming a really good public speaker, it wasn't very long into comedy. It was about a year or two in.
Yeah.
One of my best friends died, and I had to speak I had to speak at his funeral.
Oh, word.
And I just was doing the eulogy, and I was fucking crushing.
It sounds like a bit right here,
bro. My homie died, but I was killing, bro.
I mean, I was just telling stories, but I felt like I was able to honor him, his memory
properly,
very effectively.
Yeah, so you did a routine, you did a bit.
Pretty much, I was telling stories about my friend Brian, and we had a lot of funny ass stories. Yeah. So I realized that there had been like but it was also like a speech, you know, that there had been like a that skill was going to translate to being able to speak in front of people.
Well, it eases tension in the room and stuff, and if you're killing it, it makes it a little more lighthearted than the goddamn fact that what we're all there for. Yeah. Right. 8 funerals, dog.
Yeah. Dude, ugh. It's tough.
It's always tough.
Just fucking sucks, you know, especially a young person, you know?
Yeah, that's the worst one. I went to a funeral for a dude I was really close with in high school, and he committed suicide, like, the cleanest way. Right? No hanging, no whatever. He was a medical student, right?
Oh,
and
God.
So he just, you know, one of those bike pump type deals, like tied to a plastic bag over his head. And he would just while his roommates were there, these are all guys I went to high school with, right? And
they
were like, yo, where you at? We get breakfast, right? And then they walked in there, and there he is with the bag over his head, like with the vacuum pump.
Duh.
And so he didn't want to bother nobody, whatever. He left a little note.
That's not bothering.
That's what I said. I'm like, bro.
Not bother people.
Bro.
That's horrifying.
Bro, I wake up every day like, fuck.
Bro, go to the library.
I'd be scared every door I open next. What the fuck are you talking about?
Make your friends clean it up. Make public services clean it up.
Figure out. Drive down here to fucking Arkabutla Lake or some shit.
WC Handy Park.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
I'm going to jump off the top of the crosstown.
Make your friends find you. Fuck that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was tough.
Damn.
Cleanest way possible. My ass.
Fucking A.
Well, I mean, could you imagine a fucking gunshot wound type deal? That's fucking scary.
Yeah, that's horrible. But probably a worse way for someone to actually find you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I think hanging is probably number two. Because it's like the image is like, oh, now. Like,
I've had that happen to us, like several friends of friends who are like, you know, I got to go to a funeral this weekend. My buddy hung himself or something like that, which is always like, oh, fuck, who found him? His kids. This is too morbid. I hate this kind of shit.
It's
almost worse than being at a funeral.
Yeah, let's...
But if you were going to kill yourself, how would you do it?
Sailor dive, top of the Clark Tower.
That's my vent, bro.
I'd crash a car. Yeah, fucking no.
That's pretty good.
You've heard the Nick Swartzen bit? Where it's like, my granddad flipped his vet, bro. It's the coolest way to go as an old man.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go rent a vet. I'm just going to go 100 miles per hour in traffic.
And the other one he had where he said he's going to blow his brains out with a t-shirt cannon at an NBA game or whatever. Who's walking? When I heard that joke, man, that was the funniest shit I ever heard in my life.
Underrated, dude. Yeah, no, Swartzen is underrated.
Oh, hilarious.
He's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. No, if I was going to do it, I think I'd have to just take a swan dive off of a very high, a high building.
Okay, so are we naming this episode Suicide by Swan Dive or The History of the Hometown?
Suicide Swan.
There's got to be a presented swan dive.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay.
Presented by Charlie's Inflatables. Put them at the bottom.
Right. If you're ever interested in
a medical device, a vacuum pump.
Oh my God. All right, let's move on.
Okay.
So did you specialize in like booking metal bands, or is that something that you found out they needed a place or what? Like what was the deal?
I've always just booked like whatever will put people in here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then we've had a really good network of people like Brandon Pierce. Big Brandon.
Tall,
he's just been doing shows for forever, playing in shows, booking shows,
know
whatever.
What he's doing, right?
Yeah. And then when I took over, he was like, you know, I was introduced to him and he was like, hey, you know, I book shows here. Is that still going to be cool and shit like that? And I didn't want to shake up anything. That the calendar was already half full when I took over the place. So I didn't really change a whole lot of shit. It was like, okay, well, the Small Room does predominantly metal shows. It's picked up more so now,
yeah,
which is fantastic. But no, I don't get into like too much of the heavy stuff like John and Tay-Tay do.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
some of that stuff, I can't fucking take it.
And yeah, I don't see how you do.
But I mean, some of it, you know, I listen to and like a lot because there are different, you can ask John or Tay, there's, I don't know, 52 subgenres of metal.
Infinite.
If not more than
genre,
that.
Genre is a somebody's fool's
gonna
errand.
Hear this.
Yeah. You know,
somebody's going to hear this and be like, huh, 52. Yeah. There's 117, you pussy, and counting. I don't know. Right. Oh, that's slam metal. That's sludge metal. That's
doom metal.
Grind.
And I then like you get, doom metal.
And then you get into like the hardcore, grindcore, slam core. There's yeah,
right.
I don't fucking
what
know.
Does core mean?
I don't
is
know.
It just slam core.
It's like
it's poetry,
it's like
but
esque.
Harder.
It's like a sub. It's a suffix. It's like esque.
Okay.
Hard esque, grind esque.
Right.
Grind-esque.
I don't know what that means. Like I've never. I don't really listen to. I can't listen to everything I book, obviously.
Of course not.
Yeah.
But you know, a lot of the metal shows that come through and stuff. Like if I know the name or. Like I said, I mean, having a good team around and having such a diverse cast of people around me, like, I get an email or something. Hey, you guys ever heard of this? Oh, fuck yeah, book them. You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I can't listen to everything.
Yeah.
That I book all the time.
Sure.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. What is your personal music taste like? What is it? Is it super eclectic?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just everything.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes every. You could. It'd be easier just to like show you my phone.
Yeah. I think it's a hard question to ask.
It's super hard.
That anyone that likes music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, my shit will go from Kings of Leon to.
I love the Kings
of
Leon.
Some fucking 1800s opera
sure.
or like
right.
Billie Holiday.
And then,
yeah. No. Well. Not that much anymore.
Right,
I'm trying
right.
to
yeah, yeah.
Trying to wean myself.
Bill Cosby.
It'll go from you know bullshit songs that I play up here, like a Tie Me Kangaroo Down, little shit I find here and there,
yeah.
and then Suicide Boys, who put on an amazing show, by the way.
You had them here?
Yeah, we had them in 2015, 2016. And then nice. Darren and I just went up this past like September or
yeah.
something to go see him in Nashville and sold out Bridgestone.
Wow.
The Bridgestone Arena.
Yep.
Oh, fuck, dude. Because I heard Darren's.
That's wild.
Darren's been playing that new album up here pre-show sometimes.
Yeah.
And I fucked with it and I added it to my playlist. And I would have come to a show if they were ever playing, but this is pre them being super famous. This
yeah,
like,
for sure. We had them in, I want to say it was 2015.
Damn, dude.
Uh-huh. That's cool.
Because I saw, when did you have Currency here? 16 or 17?
17, I believe.
17. Dude, that was probably
yeah. That was packed.
Dude, it was not only was it packed, bro. I saw every who's who. I saw every gangster.
Yep.
Every
yeah.
real estate agent.
Yep.
Every fucking medical student in there. I'm like, yo, who?
Yeah.
That's crazy, dude. He's,
yeah, that was a wild show.
Yeah.
At one point, because you know we still isn't technically completely legal or whatever, and I need to since I hold the licenses and stuff, I have to. Be within the confines of the law, what I'm serving the public and being open to the public. There was at one point, like 10 minutes into the Currency concert, we were like trying to tell people, you know, no smoking.
He smokes. He's not smoking.
Yeah. We're just like, yeah, fuck it.
Right.
Whatever happens, happens.
Yeah. So yeah.
What do you do at this point?
Yeah.
I have 500 people in there smoking.
Yeah.
Dude,
everybody.
I showed up with 5 blunts. I'm sorry.
I walked from the front. To the bathroom in the back and was high as shit. I had to sit down for 25 minutes.
I don't doubt it, bro, because look, I was in there. I saw a homie. He's a respected blood in the city.
Yeah.
Right? And I saw
me?
No.
The other guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was talking to him and I was like,
he's
yeah,
like,
man.
Yo, don't put my shit out there like
yo,
that.
I'm,
on, I was hey, like, I was my like, affiliations can remain private.
Right.
Don't worry, I can edit it out.
I told him, I was like, yeah, man, I only got 4 blunts left. He goes, 4? Bro, you don't need about 20.
I don't see how anybody gets anything done being that high all the time. I don't get it.
I don't get it either, but I'd be
four
that high. 4
blunts would last me a year.
Really?
Yeah.
That is an afternoon.
I literally take
at my house.
One hit and I'm just like, okay, I'm fantastic.
Are you smoking like the super strong shit?
Yes.
Yeah.
On top of it wrapped in natural tobacco leaf. So I'm just fucking blitzed.
Jesus.
Yeah. And it honestly, it helps. It sounds stupid and I know it's a side effect of addiction, but like you've seen me in my element sometimes if I'm like
geared up and charged up.
Yeah,
I could be a little abrasive to some people sometimes, you know.
Is it racist?
Racist and abrasive, actually. I'm sorry, I wasn't being clear.
Those two come kind of hand in hand, don't they?
Can I hit the Jew button, please?
Oh, yeah. Racist and abrasive is the name of the episode.
Yeah, racist.
That's what it's going to be.
There you go.
Racist and abrasive.
There you go.
Just kidding, folks.
No more suicide swan dive.
It's no. Racist and abrasive.
Scott and Charlie.
So I noticed that sometime, I think after.
So you say when you're high or when you're not high?
When I'm stoned,
yeah.
I am the nicest guy in the world.
You're more laid back.
I'm nicest.
That's what it does
to
pretty much everybody, right?
I know, but yeah. What I'm saying is that, like,
for depends on the weed, right?
For my career, yeah. Right? I noticed that, especially in comedy, people are sensitive.
Yeah.
I probably should be stoned sometimes, at least interacting. Yeah, if I'm like, if sober performing, that's fine.
Yeah.
But afterwards, if I don't want to, some of these people I hate.
Yeah.
And they're my peers, and I love them as comedians.
Yeah.
But I hate them.
Some of them, even the ones I like, are exhausting.
Yeah.
You know?
That's just, I think, goes hand in hand with dealing with the general public.
Yeah.
On a daily basis.
But I think comedians are just an exaggerated version of every personality type that you deal with on a day-to-day basis.
I've always respected what you guys can do and get up there and entertain people that come from every single walk of life.
Yeah.
Like you were saying, the amount of different people that you saw at the Currency show, doctors, lawyers, drug dealers, mm-hmm. gang members.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that could be all of those kind of people. And then making entertaining all of them at the same time. I always respected the art form. Never attempted it, never will.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's incredible to me.
It's part of the challenge.
I'll sign you up tonight, man. Whatever you need,
you
man.
Can do it.
No, thank you. Yeah, I'm going home.
Right after this? I think, have we hit it?
We got a little more.
We got a little more left.
No,
okay.
Totally fine.
Another 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's sometimes, you know, sometimes you get in a crowd and it's just like, you got to figure it out. It's like on the fly. You're like, what are these guys going to want?
Bro,
you know?
Me and Charlie co-headlined the show he put out in Oakland, Tennessee. Right? His first comedy Homesteaders. This is when we borrowed all the chairs.
Yeah.
And
I wasn't going to bring that up because you're missing two of them, but whatever.
What? No. No, I brought 20 back.
All right, we'll see.
Okay. Anyway.
They were all accounted for.
Charlie. Anyway, this lady was sitting in
maybe
the front.
I did leave them out there, but then I went and got them. So if you counted right after, I was under, but then I went and got them.
I was just fucking around.
But that's the truth. You told them yourself.
I didn't need to tell myself.
But
I know for sure.
This lady was sitting in the front. Ice grilling. I'm talking about being a curmudgeon, and everybody before me,
old lady.
Yeah, everybody before me was not cracking her, right?
Right.
And I opened up for Charlie, basically, right?
Yeah.
And I got face to face, eye to eye with her. I was like, "Yo, what the fuck's your problem, lady?" Right?
Yeah.
We were trying to make you laugh and shit, and she's like, "I just don't like comedy." I was like, "Why the fuck are you
Why
here?
Why are you here?"
Right? And then I was like, "You just want attention, don't it?" Right? Yeah, you cute, but you big. You know, and it was like, hey, don't be mad, get glad. And then she smiled, and I smiled.
He broke her.
I broke her. You know what I'm saying?
He broke her.
And at that point, it was easy.
Yeah,
because everybody was. She was almost like the leader in the crowd. You know when you hear like racist jokes, and then everyone looks at the race they're representing in the crowd. I was like, is the black guy laughing?
Yeah,
it's cool. All right, ha. She was like the leader of the room for some reason.
Oh no!
And I was just like, this is
she work there or something?
I don't. We don't know.
Never found out.
I don't think she did. No, she didn't work there.
She was just mama bear energy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
she was just. I'm not laughing until they make me laugh. And John, thank God I had John.
Hey, man.
John went to war with those people.
I had to do something.
They don't do comedy in Oakland, Tennessee?
No, and it was just like...
It's a serious place.
It was fucking refineries, like one strip mall, and everybody's either military or poor.
They were a little uptight, but once we cracked them, they were a great crowd. It was tough for Tommy, because I shouldn't have put Tommy up first, because Tommy was just... He wasn't giving them the thing that they wanted to hear.
He's got a particular brand of humor.
Yes, he does. Yeah. Yeah.
I love it.
I do too.
I do too also. Well. Yeah. Yeah. But no, Jawa.
Not for Mama Bear.
Jawa got up there and they really like Jawa. So I should have put him first because he
hate Jawa. Does he watch this?
I hate him too.
Does he listen to this?
No, he does not.
He does. He has too much ADHD.
Too good, yeah.
He too can't ADHD. Listen to anything.
Right. If it's not sports related.
I produce his show for him. He doesn't listen to his own podcast.
I believe it.
So I was in New York.
From New York, you know what I'm saying?
From New York.
He doesn't listen to the other person who's talking on his own podcast.
I believe that.
Anyway.
What I wanted to say.
What's the deal with the... Y'all know when you be like,
I don't get it.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
Okay, okay, Jawa.
Man, go listen to the Jawa Horn Show, though. It's actually a good podcast. He picks interesting ass people to be on the show.
And, you know, and Jawa has this weird ability to attract people that matter.
Yeah.
I was like, bro, you talking about Muppet. He a Muppet ass dude.
Yeah.
He belongs on Sesame Street.
He really, you know what it is? He doesn't give a fuck.
He's like Elmo's father.
He just doesn't give a fuck. So when people, he'll just walk up to anybody, start talking, and people are like, what's up with this guy? Like, people misread his
intentions, energy,
his stupidity for confidence.
I don't know what it is, but the Exxon at Poplar and McLean. One of my favorite ones to go to. There's never anyone in there.
Yeah.
And if it is, it's fucking Jawa. I run into him there more than any other place you run into anyone at. Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't understand why.
I don't get it. But it was because before he was a pizza man.
This happened the other day.
Oh
yeah.
Is he not doing pizza anymore?
I don't know.
I think he has a security job now. He does security now.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
He's secure in the hospital.
So have I ever told the story about when he was dropping pizza off at the hospital on this show?
No.
So. My fiance Claire, she's a nurse practitioner, and she works for a surgeon. And her surgeon is a lady surgeon. She ordered pizza for the whole squad because they had like this crazy surgery or something.
Nobody
shit.
Died today or something. Well, probably did.
No. So I don't think anybody died, but it was. I don't think that was the occasion. but. So she's like, Dr. Sonia's having a fight with the pizza man. I was like, did you guys order Domino's? She goes, yeah, we did.
Oh, fuck.
And so I was like, oh my God. So apparently like there was this big fight. I was like, let me call Jawa. I call Jawa. I go, did you just drop pizza off at the hospital?
And then get into it.
He goes, yeah. He goes, was that Claire's boss? I said, yeah. He goes, yeah, she's a bitch. He goes,
what?
He was like, my app on my phone wasn't working. I thought she didn't pay. she had been telling him. She's like, no, I paid for these pizzas. He's like, well, the app's broken. You gotta pay.
You gotta pay. Yeah, I'm not going back to Domino's. Shortchanged.
I'll go back to jail before I'm back to work without your money.
Yo, when someone brings up jail unaccosted, just I ain't going back to jail.
Oh yeah, I'm leaving this situation.
I gotta go, bro.
Yeah. Oh geez. Right.
So at the Poplar McLean Exxon where I see him all the fucking time, he's walking in, I'm walking out. I got shit in my hands, and I fist bump everybody. I have been for a really long time, even more so since pandemic
corona,
stuff like that.
Yeah,
people are just gross. Like I own a venue, I see people's habits in bathrooms and stuff like that. I don't have cameras in there anymore. No, but I see people that come out of the bathroom that don't wash their hands and stuff like that. I'm not trying to put anybody on blast, but so I've been I fist bump everybody. I don't care who the fuck it is, you know. And I try to fist bump him, and he's one of those motherfuckers that like grabs your whole fist as you're fist bumping it.
Oh wow!
And I'm like, Joe, what the fuck, man? And plus, I have OCD about washing my hands. You probably know this. I wash my hands like 52 times a day.
Right. Yeah.
So I obviously have been fist bumping any time. So anyway, he's one of those ones who'll grab the whole fist and then bring you in for a hug and shit. And I'm like, Joe, I was trying to fist bump, motherfucker. He's like, I want the whole hand next time. And this other young white dude is walking in the door as we're having this exchange, walking out the door. And this guy just like kind of looks. And Joe just walks, all right, then, Skinny, fuck off, whatever. Keeps walking. How weird could that have been for that dude?
Dude, I want the whole hand next time.
I want the whole hand next time. You know what
I mean? I hand jobbed him with the fucking okay sign. Just the two fingers.
The white dude's like, this guy's racist. He won't touch a black man.
Give him the whole hand. It could have been about anything. I don't know what, but it could have been about anything.
That's what racist and abrasive is. Him and Jawa interacting outside of us.
Yeah, we need our own little segment.
Coming up next on racist and abrasive. I mean, y'all sound like a tag team.
I don't touch anybody.
Skinny and Jawa is a tag team name.
I think
it's not just the blacks that I don't touch.
No,
I don't like touching anybody.
If you're a person, I'm just not touching you.
Mostly, I would prefer to not touch you.
Mostly Indians. But
and Australians.
Fucking hate the Aussies, bro.
Yeah.
I fucking hate Australian people. I fucking hate Canada and Australia.
This Australian dude in college tried to flirt with my girlfriend, bro, and I sat outside of the party and I was like,
He comes out that door. I'm gonna tackle him.
Oh,
I'm gonna take him out, right? And it was crazy. It was crazy. A buddy of mine came up to me. He saw me drunk. I was like crouched down in the yard. He's like, "Yo, what are you doing, bro? You fucking pissing like a girl?" No, I was like, "Are you pissing like a woman right now?" And I thought it was so funny. I was like, "No, I'm about to tackle this dude." He's like, "It don't look like that, bro. It don't look like that right now." he's like, "Why?" And he talked me out of it, right?
Yeah.
He's like, "Yeah, dude, look like you're fucking squatting down, taking a leak." I was just like, I had to make sure it wasn't that.
Dude, fuck any foreign.
Yeah, that'll take that. Oh, that'll take
dude.
All that head that yeah, hot hate, out of your head.
Yeah,
real quick.
Like, damn, I look like a bitch pissing right
now. Fuck, I look like piss bitch number two out here. All right, well, never mind. I'm not fighting anybody.
A
tonight.
Piss bitch number two is a leading contender for the episode name.
Look, so what if you did attack that dude? He beat your ass, and then your buddy goes, "Hey, look, man." Tells everybody he saw you pissing in the yard and then get beat up for pissing in the yard like a bitch.
That nah, dude. That would have been the worst day ever.
Yeah, the worst day ever. I would have to...
You'd have to transfer.
Well, I was going to suicide bomb.
You'd have to...
suicide swan dive.
Yeah, you're going to move to Australia and become a terrorist.
Yeah, bro. I'm going to be the Aussie DC sniper. If I get a fucking... what's it called? A lever action rifle? 22 rifle?
The bolt action, yeah.
Yeah, just fucking be in somebody's yard.
They just find your manifesto. It's just like, these fucking Aussie dudes.
Anybody that flirts with anybody's getting...
Coming to our nation... Taking our women.
It's like, this is really specific.
Fucking Aussies.
Whatever you do, don't flirt with anyone.
They're fucking accents.
I wouldn't want to get beat up, but I would think that Australians are not fighters, right? Are
they? Well, they're drinkers, so they have to be fighters.
I think they're nuts, dude.
I think they're crazy.
It started as a criminal
colony.
Penal colony, right? Yeah, it started as a prison.
These are all descendants of crazy people.
Yes. Yeah. People that got kicked out of England.
There are some... The Australians that come to like Gonerfest and shit like that,
yeah,
they're some of the most drinking motherfuckers
yeah.
ever. And then they'll just take their shirts off and start wrestling and shit. there was this couple, one time, these two buff punk rock Aussie dudes that were in a band.
Yeah.
And they're like, "Skinny, you ever heard of Goanna wrestling?" And I'm like, "No." He's like, "You know what a Goanna is?" I was like, "Nope." It's apparently a huge fucking lizard.
Oh, an iguana. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No, no.
It's Goanna.
Goanna?
Oh. Goanna?
I think I've heard that before.
I'm not sure.
It's more
like a monitor lizard type thing. Yeah.
I feel like I've heard of that.
So anyway, one of the guys, they get down on all fours, okay? And they put their foreheads together, and then they take a belt, and they put it around their heads, and they try to like stay on all fours and jerk each other's head as hard as they can to move them across a line on the ground.
So
this happened here.
so
that's the old location, but yeah.
What's it called? Tug of war, but with your neck?
With your neck on all fours.
Yeah, dude.
Yanking
Australians
another dude.
Are just with the redneck version of British, dude.
With the fucking...
They're just rednecks.
They're just like Pennsylvania hill people.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. They're hillbillies.
This is West Virginia with an accent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A much cooler one.
Yeah, and women think it's sexy.
I hate them, dude.
They don't understand. They're talking to white trash. Just pure, uncut white trash.
Royalty white trash.
Going to be on the ground.
I mean, well, what about New Zealanders? They're the same, right?
I feel like they're more mild.
I don't think those two get along.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They have island beef. They probably have island beef.
Probably.
I think so.
There's, you know, like Jamaicans hate fucking Haitians.
I think they're similar, but I think every time I hear a New Zealander talk, their voice is just so soft. It's like a softer version of Aussie. Oh, they're just like, "Ah, good day. Hey.
Good day."
Yeah.
Maybe because the island ain't so big, they don't have to yell.
They don't really have to beep with nobody.
They don't have to yell because people can hear them
from across the
across the island.
Be right over. Let's see them over there. It's like there's only like 13 addresses.
Yeah.
I live on one street.
They're like,
"John, that you squatting pissing like a bitch."
Fuck. I can't live.
If I was Australian, I might kick your ass, but I'm a Kiwi.
What's a weird name for a fucking people?
A Kiwi person?
I think that's a slur.
Is it?
I think so.
But what does it mean?
I don't know.
It's like the N-word?
I know what it is. There's a flightless bird in New Zealand called the Kiwi.
That's pretty offensive to call somebody a flightless fucking bird.
Yeah, it's like a little gay-ass, little tiny flightless bird.
It's like calling you a dodo. It's like, "You fucking dodo."
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not that bad.
Call me that one more time. I'm out of here.
Right, I'm gonna cut your throat.
Yeah, I'll fucking murder you.
I gotta squat and piss first, but after that,
I'm going outside. I'm going outside, right by the grease trap.
Yeah.
All right, kids. Well, we're there.
We're there.
We are there.
Okay.
So, what's the episode gonna be called?
You know what they say, guys. They say never meet your heroes, and here you guys are meeting me.
Hey, man, look, I appreciate you giving me a shot, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Running the comedy,
fist bump,
dog.
See?
Hell yeah, dude.
Absolutely.
Hell one. Yeah. I think you...
Thank you for having me on this, and thank you for doing everything that you guys do up here, and make y'all some money, make me some money, and make everybody laugh. That's
hell
what it's
yeah,
all about,
man.
Right?
Hell fuck yeah, dude.
You have become the godfather of comedy. If I'm the daddy...
Skinny's the godfather.
He's the godfather, dog.
Okay.
I think that's true.
Yeah, people don't know it, but you've done more for the city comedy than you would want to take credit for.
That was never the intent. And it takes a lot of hard work by a lot of dedicated individuals such
hell
as
yeah.
yourselves.
Hell yeah. Let's stop circle jerking right now, guys.
Yeah, we gotta turn the cameras off.
You guys sound like a couple of Kiwis squatting and peeing
squatting
over here.
Squatting and peeing and circle jerking.
This has been another presentation of the world's greatest podcast, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm John Miller. This is Charlie Reifenberger. And God bless you, Skinny.
Achoo.
Owner of the High Tone. And remember, everyone, we love you. And vaya con Dios.
Vaya con Dios.
I'll catch you on the flip side.